Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick.
And I'm Catherine Lanfer. Today is the 150th anniversary of the birth of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, the British writer who gave us Detective Sherlock Holmes. Here is Holmes with his trusted friend, Dr. Watson.
I'm listening. No one on earth you want all these clippings about this Baskerville fella.
I have an idea, Watson, that young Sir Henry isn't destined for a very long existence in this world.
What?
My conjecture is that he'll be murdered.
Murdered?
It'll be very interesting to see if my deductions are accurate.
It'll be very interesting if you have a chance soon to see that 1939 version of The Hound of the Baskervilles with Basil Rathbone as Holmes and Nigel Bruce as Dr. Watson. You know, a new film reincarnation with Robert Downey Jr. as Holmes and Jude Law as Watson is due out at the end of the year. But for now, while we're waiting for that, we're going to take a look at the enduring legacy of Conan Doyle's most famous character with Charles Zepka. He is a professor of English at Boston University who studies detective fiction, and he is a co-editor of the Blackwell Companion to Crime Fiction. Oh, it's so hard to avoid every Sherlock Holmesian cliche. It's elementary, Professor. Please explain why we love Sherlock Holmes so much.
Well, good morning, Catherine, and thanks for having me on your show. I think one of the things that appeals to us even now about Sherlock Holmes is that he has, if you will, he understands the method of understanding the world that we live in. And he also doesn't let himself be distracted by any ordinary human qualities that get in the way of our own abilities or attempts to make that those deductions that help us navigate a very confusing world.
Well, you know, talk about why he was so popular in Conan Doyle's time and why he's so popular now. What connection is there?
Well, we often think of the Holmes stories as set in a kind of gaslight Victorian era that is securely or well in the past, and we get very nostalgic about those foggy streets and so forth. Mm-hmm. But I really think that the Holmes stories were popular because they appeared at a crucial moment in the history of the West and of the British Empire in particularly, which was beginning to fall apart, and it was very much in decline. He appears at the beginning of what a lot of scholars would call modernity. That is the growing feeling that the Enlightenment project of creating an ever better world for all of us and endless progress towards achieving a kind of future utopia, that aim and ambition is now being compromised by all of these centrifugal forces pulling society and culture apart. And Holmes appears right at this moment as the man who has the answers. He's our first, he's our first private professional detective in the history of detective fiction. And before him, we had basically amateurs who were interested, like Edgar Allan Poe's Auguste Dupin, or we had police detectives. We didn't have private professionals, in other words, citizens like the rest of us who through hard work and supreme intelligence, managed to make a career for themselves of figuring out the world around
Professor
us.
Professor Zepka, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there, but we know that you join us in wishing Sir Arthur Conan Doyle a happy birthday.